The poll isn't finished yet, but so far, data collected by Lake Research Partners show that of the 600 North Texans interviewed, some 40% say racial discrimination will get better within 5 years. Joshua Uliberry is in charge of the focus groups.
What kinds of areas or ways are people discriminated against? So our court system, our schools, our economy, the kinds of jobs they can get.
Uliberry is a Chicano who grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah, as a Catholic. He says it's good to have diversity because it translates to a better economy.
Racism against anybody is racism against all of us. It deteriorates all of our communities, and that we have to face, that we have a shared fate here.
Another key finding in the new report commissioned by the Embry Family Foundation shows 91% of adults want to end racism for the next generation. 14-year-old Brianne in Panama agrees too. She says it's not easy being young, black, and female in Dallas.
I was born in the ghetto. That doesn't make me a ghetto person.
Panama says sometimes people don't treat her fairly.
If you hear about a crime, you'll always hear about a Hispanic or an African American, like being the first on the suspect list. I don't think they're racist, but they could be prejudiced in some situations.
She's not attending the Facing Race conference organized by the nonprofit Race Forward, but organizers of at least 60 workshops on racial equity hope to get beyond just talking about race to community organizing and policy building that will help to give people of all races fair and equal opportunities. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.